Now, many of you might worry that the notion of well-being is truly undefined and seemingly perpetually open to be reconstrued. And so then how, therefore, can there be an objective notion of well-being? Well, consider by analogy the concept of physical health. I mean, the concept of physical health is undefined, as we just heard from Michael Spector. It has changed over the years. When this statue was carved, the average life expectancy was probably 30. It's now around 80 in the developed world. There may come a time when we meddle with our genomes in such a way that not being able to run a marathon at age 200 will be considered a profound disability. You know, people send you donations when you're in that condition. Notice that the fact that the concept of health is open, genuinely open, for revision, does not make it vacuous. Okay, the distinction between a healthy person and a dead one is about as clear and consequential as any we make in science. Now, another thing to notice is there may be many peaks on the moral landscape. There may be equivalent ways to thrive. Okay, there may be equivalent ways to organize a human society so as to maximize human flourishing. Now, why wouldn't this undermine an objective morality? Well, think of how we talk about food. I would never be tempted to argue to you that there must be one right food to eat.